exciting episode, man.
Very exciting.
I can't believe this has finally happened.
I can't either.
For years, it's been rumored. And now here it is.
It's a myth. It's like finding the Ark of the
Sasquatch.
Or the Sasquatch himself.
Or the Bigfoot of
Loch Ness. Without his Ark.
Any of those things.
That's a lot of things.
That's what's happening here in this episode. I mean, everybody knows about the Star Worlds case.
I'm blown away by it. Yeah, the Star Worlds. One of the biggest science fiction...
collector's cases of all time.
Yeah, collector's cases of all time.
It was like all the other science fiction and fantasy things combined into that case.
It was everything you needed and wanted.
In one case.
Yeah.
But everybody always wondered, wasn't there more to it? Where did the Star Worlds case come from?
There
were the fanzines that had the explanations of it, that it was just a knockoff of this, that, the other thing. But I like the one rumor that kept persisting, that it was going to be its own series, the Star Worlds.
The Star World.
Focusing on Luke's Star World.
And Han.
And Han World.
All of the friends.
And that it was written by Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford had a big part in
that's the rumor.
Doing the script. I'm not sure.
No, that's the rumor.
100%.
Because he was unhappy with how Han was treated in the real Star Wars, which is hard for me even to say, Star Wars now.
It's hard, yeah.
So he went off and did his own Star Worlds.
Yeah.
And the only thing that made it into market was the case. That's the big rumor for the longest time. That was the only thing that made it to market. Until now.
Okay. Back in...
This is crazy.
Back in 1980... There was a radio drama, okay?
Yeah, we know about the Star Wars radio drama. We know about that.
That's old hat.
That came after this.
Okay, this is the Golden Goose. The Golden Goose has laid a golden egg right...
It's dumped it right in front of us.
Right in front of us. Right on our plates.
It's dropped it right in front of
us. Dumped a golden egg on our plate.
It pooped it right out here.
Right there. We found, in the basement of the building that we work at, no less.
Crazy.
We used to deal with a lot of
Star Wars
memorabilia, stuff. Memorabilia and things,
prototypes,
like that.
Things like that.
And so we found this these old DAT tapes,
DAT,
DAT tapes,
yeah,
on in a case down in the basement. And when we played it back,
completely unmarked.
When we played it back, it was like... I can't even describe what it was like to find
this stuff.
The
heavens opened up.
It
was crazy.
It's something. Think about something that you've always dreamed about, always wished would happen. You have heard that it did happen, but you never knew or had any evidence that it did happen.
And then you find it.
And then you find it right there.
It's crazy, man. It's insane to finally have this opened up. And so we want to share it with you guys. And we want to share it in the same way that we're discovering it.
We're doing it in pieces.
They're unmarked. We don't know what episode's coming on until we play the episode.
So we're gonna give them to you a little bit at a time. When we're able to transfer them, it's a whole lot to transfer.
You have to
from,
get out a tape recorder,
to
and then you've got to rewind the tape.
Oh.
And all those things.
And
it's a lot of work.
Dell's sleeping on the
It's sleeping on the
case.
Job. It just doesn't...
So.
But finally, for the entire world to experience Star Worlds... The radio dramas.
We're going to give it to you.
We're giving it to you right now.
Here's what we got right now.
Okay, coming up. The very first installment of the Star Worlds radio dramas. There will be more of these. We may not record these intro type things for the rest of the episodes. We might just jump right into them.
Yeah.
But for now, we're going to record this. That way we can explain to you this amazing discovery. But sit back, pop some popcorn.
Yeah.
And get ready for the first episode.
Pop the popcorn before it starts.
Pause this right now.
You'll miss the
pop
whole...
Pop the popcorn, and then come back, because it's only like 10 minutes long.
It's a few minutes.
And then enjoy the very first installment of A Star Worlds. Many moons ago, on a star world, much like your own... Star Worlds, an Empire world. Episode 1, A Cold Day's Night. It is a dark time for the heroes of a star world. After destroying the dreaded Death World and defeating the Dark Lord Worldbreaker, the Rebel team quickly realizes that one battle does not win the Star World's war. Hunted by Worldbreaker, who is Luke Star World's secret father, the Star World heroes take refuge on the freezing cold world of Hoth World. There, they will find either refuge from their foes... or frozen death for Luke Star World, who has ventured out on his own to find abandoned heaters in the snowy tundra. Luke will surely perish, unless, of course, he has a secret brother who can rescue him in the nick of time.
Master Han, Commander Starworld is nowhere to be found.
What do you mean, nowhere?
He went outside hours ago.
Things are about to get real intense here in a few minutes. We better find him. CT, can you talk to the space talent and find out if the hyperdrive works?
Of course, sir. I am proficient in over 2,000 forms of communication.
Never tell me the odds.
Han, where are you going? I need to talk to you.
Because of our romance? I'm going outside to save Luke from the terrors of a winter world.
Wait, let me see if I can compute his whereabouts on my Star Watch that I'm wearing on my wrist.
Who needs those hokey old gadgets when you have feelings on your side? Not me. You can wait for me on the Talon, and we'll talk when I get back from my mission. Now, where is that Star Beast? Ah, there you are, girl. Let's get you saddled up. Ha! Han braves the icy weather on his Star Beast of Burden. While he uses his senses and feelings to guide him, his best friend, hidden in a cave world on Hoth World, wonders if he will make it out alive.
This winter world will be the death of me, unless my force is strong enough. And it is, since I just used it to destroy that wampum snow beast. But if only Ben were here. Ben!
Luke, wake up. You've been dreaming on a winter world.
Obi-World Kenobi? Is that you? I thought you were my mysterious father for a moment there. Maybe my eyes are getting better.
Luke, you will go to the Dagobah system. There you will use your force to land on a swamp world.
Swamp world system?
Yes. There you will learn about the Force, plus your mystery father, and possible brother.
But Ben, you told me Worldbreaker killed and murdered my brother!
Water under the bridge, Luke. Water under the bridge.
Ben!
Find a Yoda world, Luke. He is very small and green. You will know who he is as soon as you see him. Judge him by his size. You should know.
Ben! Alone. Alone, by myself, on a winter world. If only my Force brother could find me and save me. That is, if he even exists.
Luke! I'm here to rescue you.
Ben?
You mean an Obi-World? Are you still talking to that old gas bag? He was killed months ago, remember? It's me, Han. I'm about to save you.
Han? How did you find me so fast?
It'd be best if I don't tell you right now. Listen, we better get you warm. Here, stand near the hindquarters of my Beast of Burden.
These things smell bad. On the outside.
It is dawn of the next morning by the time a rebel snowplane picks up our heroes. The princess watches Luke as he warms up in hot bubble water.
I hope Luke is going to be all right.
Close call.
I hope Luke is going to be all right.
Yeah, I heard you the first time when you said it to yourself. Well, it looks like you managed to keep me around for more time.
I would never! I
know, I'm just kidding. How's he doing?
The medical droid said he'll either die or be stronger than before, like a stormtrooper.
Seems a little short for a stormtrooper.
Han, did you get the vest I made for you?
Yes. As the Star World rebels focus their thoughts on the recovery of Luke Starworld, across the galaxy, Worldbreaker repairs his ice combat stormtroopers for the epic battle across time, space, and temperatures. On the frozen world of a Hoth world, the coming of a new day will bring victory. or terrible defeat.